Charming homes, historic buildings, and the immersed beauty of the prairie. This rural Nebraska community is home to just a few more than 1,000 people, but they welcome more than 10,000 visitors each year. Those visitors are often drawn to the community thanks to an author named Willa Cather. Red Cloud has a unique community strategy development. To learn more about that strategy and the impact of the 5 to Thrive campaign, we visited with two members of the Red Cloud Community Fund. Ashley Olson is the executive director of the National Willa Cather Center, and Jared McCartney is director of Red Cloud Tourism and Commerce. Ashley, you grew up in Red Cloud, but moved away for a while. What made you return to your hometown, and what is it that you like about Red Cloud?
Well, first and foremost, I love my work, which is here in the community. I love the career opportunity that brought me home and has kept me engaged in community development work and has allowed me to meet a lot of really wonderful and interesting people from all across the country. I love that in rural communities, everyone has a chance to get involved and make a difference in the future of our places, which is really enriching work.
Jared, how about for you? You also returned to your hometown. What made you do that?
Yeah, well, a combination of things. A lot of the same reasons that Ashley just spelled out in terms of, everybody supporting each other here and just being a great place to get involved and make things happen. But for me, it was a matter of timing, too. I was in the academic world, finishing up a PhD program and looking at a job market that wasn't always best at that time. So I started exploring opportunities to come home and come back to the region. I never thought I'd be lucky enough to find a job here in Red Cloud, but a great job came along. And I would say also too, my daughter was born in 2012. We were living in Oklahoma City, kind of going through the grind of that commute and school and work and all of that. And I just wanted to go back to a simpler place and a slower pace of life.
Well, based on the quick review of both your resumes, you do an extraordinary amount of work to improve your community, both with your careers and volunteer work. Jared, let's stay with you and talk about heritage tourism and why that's important to Red Cloud.
Yeah, so heritage tourism, what it is, it's defined as traveling to experience the places, artifacts, and activities that authentically represent the stories and people of the past. And that can include historical, cultural, or even natural resources. Why that's so important here is that we have the historic sites associated with Willa Cather. We have more sites dedicated to an author than any other place in the country, probably the world. Why it's so important to Red Cloud is that it's a way for us to diversify our economy. You know, we obviously have agriculture as our number one source of economic generation here. But as the years progress and as technology improves, you need less and less folks to work the farm. So, you know, developing our tourism assets is a great way for us to attract people to our community and also to attract visitors as well. So,
well, Jared, the Nebraska Community Foundation has released the results of the 2021 transfer of wealth number, specifically for Webster County. $350 million is expected to transfer from one generation to the next. Now, if we were able to just capture 5% of that estimated 10-year transfer of wealth given to endowments benefiting Webster County, more than $17.5 million could be put to work for community and economic development. What did you think when you saw these numbers?
Yeah, I saw it as a tremendous opportunity for us to really latch on to really demonstrate to locals the impact of giving. 5% of the wealth transfer would result in way more money than we have now to support local causes. I just saw it as a tremendous opportunity.
Ashley, tell us about the planned gift you've put in for yourself, and why did you decide to do that? And to that point, what was the process like when you did that?
Well, I do a lot of fundraising professionally, and one of the primary rules in development work is that you can't ask others to do something you haven't done yourself. And so as a member of our local fund advisory committee, I thought it was important to lead by example and make a planned gift to benefit my hometown. I did that through a beneficiary designation on my IRA account, which allows me to leave money to the people I love, my husband and my daughter, but also make a percentage of what's left of those funds when they aren't needed. Come back to Red Cloud to benefit the community in the future. So it was very easy, you know, as easy as filling out a piece of paperwork and signing it. And it didn't cost me anything right now, which is the great thing.
Jared and Ashley, thank you both so much for being here today. For our listeners, I'll remind you, you can learn more about the Transfer Wealth Study and the campaign by visiting 5tothriveNE.org.